You're listening to SBS News.
The Perth-based family of Alex Signy has not heard from the 29-year-old since Tuesday morning. A spokeswoman for Mr. Signy's family, Leslie Parker, has issued a statement.
The situation is that Alec has not been in digital contact with friends and family since Tuesday morning Australian time, which is unusual for him. Alec can speak Mandarin and Korean fluently, along with some Japanese. Alec's family hope to re-establish contact with him soon.
It comes as friends say they'd be surprised if he'd courted trouble with authorities where he lives in North Korean capital Pyongyang. Mr. Signy is also a blogger and he's published for The Guardian and other news outlets focusing on cultural opportunities for students in North Korea. There's been speculation he attracted anger from Pyongyang authorities, led by dictator Kim Jong-un, for bringing international attention to North Korea in the media. But a friend of Mr. Signy's in Canberra, Trudy McIntosh, says despite fears for his well-being, it seems unlikely that was the case.
I was actually genuinely very surprised of, you know, people you know that have been to North Korea and been to the country. He's not one that I would have expected that would have kind of maybe breached anything that North Korea would be unhappy with. He was very cautious when we were there.
Mr. Signy had been studying his master's degree in Korean literature at a university in North Korea and had recently submitted his thesis. His friend Leonid Petrov, a North Korea expert from the Australian National University in Canberra, says that in any communication, including private messaging with friends, he was diplomatic and didn't criticise the North Korean regime.
And he has been always very cautious about what he was saying and what he was doing. Very respectful towards North Korean government and its laws. Even when communicating with friends, he was quite diplomatic about what was going on in North Korea.
Mr. Signy's wife lives in Tokyo, Japan. She's told News Corp Australia her husband has not been responding to messages on social media platform WhatsApp since Monday evening. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the Australian government is working on the case with embassy officials in Pyongyang, but admits intervention could be difficult.
There's obviously some complications in providing consular assistance into North Korea. We work through the Swedish government in North Korea, and you know, all of these steps are underway.
When speaking to SBS on Thursday, Mr. Petrov seemed optimistic about his friend's situation.
I've been communicating with him via Facebook and other social media, and I still see his Skype account is active, green. He doesn't respond to the message which I sent 10 minutes ago, asking where he was and how he was. I don't know. Maybe he's in the library.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has met United States President Donald Trump ahead of the G20 summit before the US president meets South Korean leader Moon Jae-in in Seoul. There is the potential for a third North Korean summit between the two leaders and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un following the meeting. The Australian government is yet to comment on whether Mr. Morrison raised the issue of Alex Signy's disappearance in North Korea with President Trump.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.